Blog Talk Radio.
Difficulties. I felt like killing the motherfucker, but I'm back now. I'm good. I'm back. I'm cooling. I'm great and everything. But you know who it is. It's Mr. Everything, the Cold War Chiller, Shadowy Gorilla, Crush the Catalyst. You're going to see me with the baddest chick. I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Mr. In the Groove, so fucking smooth. Be aware I'm the most hated nigga in Delaware because I'm rocking with the show. It's Next to Blow. Let go. And of course, I got my co host in the building. Say your name, co host.
Yo. Hey, yo.
They hear you.
I said, hey, yo.
What's good, nigga? It's her flame, shadowing the sea. You know what it is. And they're bugging out. My little punk-ass dog keep barking like it's a fucking pit bull in the background. What's up, crush?
What's goody? What's goody?
Chilling, man. Chilling.
We got a packed show tonight. We got a crazy show tonight. Because it's all about Ear to the Streets. Why I'm saying this is called Ear to the Streets, I'm going to tell them why it's called Ear to the Streets. Because there's a lot going on this week, especially, that people need to keep their ears to the streets. And we're bringing two people onto the show that you need to keep your ears to the streets to, because basically they're making mad moves. And they're going to be like one of those household names very, very soon. And you need to keep your ears to the streets so you can be on the forefront of, yeah, I knew that nigga when he was on the come up. Ear to the streets. But yeah, what's good with you, Flank?
Man, working. Nah, it is. We on the grind 24/7 out this motherfucker. Networking. Networking is key. You know what I'm saying? Doing what we do.
Right. I'm tired.
You, man. I was sitting there saying the other day, like, man, I remember my option was sleep used to be an option. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I miss sleep, dog. Like, I miss falling the fuck to sleep. I get pissed off at certain points throughout the day where I just can't go to sleep. You know what I mean?
Those were the days go to sleep.
Yeah, like, I can't even,
I remember when vamping was an option. used to be an option. It's not no more. It's really not. That's the sad part.
The nigga can't even get a nap in. Like, I don't know what a nap is, nigga. Like, I'm so fucking. I'm like an out of body experience.
You can't even call it vamping. You can't even call it vamping because vampires sleep during the day. We don't do that. We work. We got jobs and shit.
It's real out here, man. Shout out to all the grinders, man. Like, you gotta salute niggas that's putting in that sacrifice. You know what I'm saying?
Damn right.
And the two people we got on the show tonight, they grinders. Like, that's why I reached out to them. You know what I'm saying? That's why the show reached out to these two, because we respect the hustle, we respect the grind, and these people is taking they journey serious. You know what I mean? And they making it happen. Yeah. So we got you making it happen, and we see you taking it serious. Like, we salute you, and we want to put you on to other people that may not know you. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it's about, man.
Very much so.
What's good with you, though?
Working. I had a little playtime earlier. So,
oh, shit.
Yeah. So I was playing with my new toys. Yeah. That was very entertaining. I had some target practice. Yeah, that was fun.
I gotta find some targets to shoot at. I'll just start lighting everything up.
That's how it's done, though. Shot is fired. But yeah, I want to get into some of this music because it's one song that I got today, and I'm so happy I got it.
What's that?
My Babies is back. L.O.X. in the motherfucking building.
Oh.
D-Block. And I don't care if they talking about the summer too hot. I'm going to be playing this shit in the winter. Fuck that shit. So we're going to be right back. I got to drop this brand new. LOX, Summer Too Hot, you rocking with the show, it's next to blow, leg out.
Doing the yin and the yang, the hip and the hop, the stupid fresh thing, the flippity flop. Oh, I have today's forecast for you. Hot
Man, it's summer too hot. You can feel it in the street.
Yeah.
Man, it's summer too hot. You can feel it in the street.
Yeah.
Man, it's summer too hot. You can feel it in the street.
LOS.
Feel it in the street. Feel it in the street.
Let's go. I got it. Yeah,
summertime, chrome 9, gotta watch my back. Weather's warm, liquor in them, don't know how to act. Kush burning, bottles popping, homie, that's a fact. Top down, we don't know you, homie, getting jacked. Crime rate going up, police can't take it. Weed sweating out, these bitches out here getting naked. Parking lot turned to clubs, into somebody bumps. Now they busting slugs, that's what weather does. And they ratting on whoever.
Right now, you're finding me together.
Man. It's hotter in the cell. CO's know well. Zimmerman, time will tell. It's hotter down in hell.
Man, it's summer too hot. You can feel it in the street. Man, it's summer too hot. You can feel it in the street. Man, it's summer too hot. You can feel it in the street. Man, feel it in the street. Feel it in the street. Man, it's summer too hot. You can feel it in the street.
Yeah.
Man, summer too hot. You can feel it in the street.
Yeah.
Man, summer too hot. You
Hello.
Can feel it in the street.
Man,
feel it in the street. Man,
yes.
Feel it in the street.
You ain't gotta do much, they gon' feel it if it's real. You can feel it in the street, they can feel it in the jails. Need a gas mask on when you put it on a scale. Latex glove so it don't get under your nails. Got the top off, now you got the doors off too. Let your titties out, baby, take your drawers off too. Do a background check, I'm a boss all through. Anything you probably heard about the guard is all true. I got one or two spots, the summer's too hot. For me to be sitting around, worry about what you got. Rather be on the upper deck of a new yacht. Getting blacker than I already am. Don't gotta try to be that nigga, cause I'm already him. Wipe smirk off, you got the fan in the window. Drying your work off, something's gonna happen. You can feel it in the heat. It's in the summer too hot. You can feel it in the street.
Man, it's summer too hot. You can feel it in the street. Man, it's summer too hot. You can feel it in the street. Man, it's summer too hot. You can feel it in the street. Man, feel it in the street. Feel it in the street. Man, it's summer too hot. You can feel it in the street. Man, it's summer too hot. You can feel it in the street. Man, it's summer too hot. You can feel it in the street.
Feel
it in the street. Feel it in the
street. Summer's too hot. You can feel it in the street. Wearing high socks, Nike socks. Knew I was elite. Almost had twins, I could feel it in the seat. Playing the Osley Brothers in between the sheets. On the paper chase, I've been up about a week. When it come to getting money, nigga, I don't need to sleep. All I need is two sheets, nigga, I don't need a lease. Throw a pound on the table, tell all my niggas to cheat. LOX shit is the best shit. Money by the entrance, money by the exit. And I'm always on that next shit. Uninvited nigga on the VIP death list.
Death list. Feel it in the street, man, it's summer too hot. You can feel it in the street, man, it's summer too hot. You can feel it in the street, man, feel it in the street. Feel it in the street, man, it's summer too hot. You can feel it in the street, man, it's summer too hot. You can feel it in the street, man, it's summer too hot. You can feel it in the street, man, feel it in the street. Feel it in the street.
Yes, 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 and we back, we back, we back. So crazy. And reflections have the locks back.
It's always good to hear the locks, man. Anytime you hear some music from any of them, man, like even cats that be trying to shit on Sheik, I fuck with Sheik. She be going in.
She go in. Like she is a. Sheik is a monster if you like. And you really listen to his shit? Like, Sheik is a fucking monster.
Yeah,
all
I fuck with Sheik
got, all of them got their lane, like, they all animals in their own right.
Yeah, Sheik just don't give a fuck. Like, you can tell when he rap, like, he don't give a fuck about the music shit. Like, he's just doing that shit. Like, he'll just smack the shit out of you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he like the nigga, like, and I've been around the nigga, so it's like, he don't really give a fuck too much about the politics of it,
you know,
and all that shit. Like, he just
you know
what he's doing.
You gonna stop bringing up your whole Rough Rider past, all right? You gonna stop bringing up your Rough Rider Bloodline past.
It ain't my fault. I've been blessed and experienced.
Shut
nigga.
Up.
It ain't my
Shut
fault.
Up.
I feel like
Shut
50.
Up.
It ain't my fault. Like, it ain't my fault, nigga.
That wasn't 50. That was
50,
that was
nigga.
Doctor, high school.
No, nigga, it was 50. Get Rich or Die Trying.
Yeah, but took the shotgun missile, did it first.
What?
Took the shotgun missile, did it first.
Well, that ain't where my reference came from, nigga. Who the fuck listened to Flip the Shocker?
I did. Dagging them no limit. No, you don't even give me shit.
Nah, I ain't gonna front. I had to Flip the Shocker album. I can't front. I had to Flip the Shocker album. I still got that bitch too somewhere.
Ha!
Look good, nigga. It's Thursday, nigga.
I know. And
we live, nigga.
You know what?
What's up?
We about to get into it. We about to get into these headlines.
Let's get into it.
Hi, I'm Chris Catalyst, and these are the headlines for this week.
Okay, we didn't get to talk about this last week because, well, I wanted to kill people. So, we're going to talk about it now. The VMAs. Let's talk about this debacle. Miley, no ass having ass. Can you really say that? Like, should it be a rule? It really should be a rule on Turkey. Like, I want, you know what? I want somebody to interview Billie Ray. I want somebody to interview Billie Ray. Because ever since she started snapping, nobody has interviewed Billie Ray yet. I want to be that nigga. I want to have Billie Ray Cyrus on the show just so I can interview and ask them what the hell is going on with his daughter. I want to be the nigga to do that. I want to be that asshole.
He released a statement.
Because I think motherfuckers are scared to ask.
Nah, he released a statement.
What do you
think? It was kind of some cliche shit, like, you know, regular shit. You know, no matter what she do, she's still my daughter and I love her type shit.
Ah, oh, that bullshit. Yeah, whatever.
But at the end
so
of the day, like, I mean, I don't know, man. I can't judge. You know, I had the stink face when I seen that shit. Like, I think every black person was embarrassed when they seen that shit. You know what I mean? If you look at the audience on the show, everybody had their fucking head down. Like, even Drake had his head down. Like, what the fuck is going on? But at the same time, like, this is what Disney be doing to these bitches.
That's why I gotta get my baby while she's still innocent.
You know, you gotta walk around like you walking next to a nun all your life when you with Disney. So the time you know what I mean, you close that chapter, you going out. You know what I'm saying? You doing what you do. Like, I can't be mad. Like, she like twerking. She like, I love seeing bitches twerk. She might not have the ass, but I can't be mad at this bitch for twerking. Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna talk shit on the bitch that's twerking. What the fuck I look like? That's gay. Like, you know what I mean? I ain't gonna be mad at a bitch twerking. She just ain't my cup of tea. You know what I mean? She ain't my cup of tea, man. So she need to get some ass injections or something.
Yeah, like crazy. But you know what? It was beautiful to see them as four beautiful women at the pre-show that said they're getting back together. Danny DeCane. Yes, yes. Danny DeCane is back together. I'm so happy. I was a big fan of Danny DeCane. I love Danny DeCane. And my bad boy days. Yes, I love Danny DeCane. They're my babies. But the sad part is there's only four coming back. My baby, my favorite, Dee Woods, she's doing her own thing, and she will not be coming back to the group. But it's okay. I love you, D. I love you, girl. Call me. You ain't got shit to say? I could have sworn you was going to have a smart-ass comment.
Nah, I ain't got nothing to say. D-Wiz got some fucking legs on her, man.
I know! Oh, my God.
I ain't mad. If I was single, every single one of them daddy came bitches to get it. All of them bitches to get that first verse.
Damn it. I will lick penicillin off her leg, and I'm allergic to penicillin. That's how real it is. That's real.
What you think about, like, the VMAs as a whole? Like, I thought that shit was kind of... The best part was Justin Timberlake. The whole fucking concert he put on.
Justin fucking snapped. He went through his whole catalog and brought in Sing Out. Yo, Justin was the man. Justin snapped. Best performance of the night. But you know what's so dope? You know what's so dope about it?
What?
I think Justin's performance cost the least out of everybody, and he killed the whole night. I think his performance, like, with production and everything, I think his performance cost the least. All he really had was dancers. Everybody had these other theatric shit and everything. All he had was dancers. And he had the best performance of the night. The worst, the wackiest was Kanye. The fuck was it?
I want to say that.
He just stood in front of a screen and danced. Jumped around.
Nah, the wackest was Robin Thicke, the lady. That or Lady Gaga. Kanye's had a point behind his. And it went over a lot of niggas' heads because niggas don't know the... Huh?
Baby, Blog Talk Technical Difficulty. Yeah, people, we're having a Blog Talk Technical Difficulty. But damn it, we're going to rock out. I be damned. People going to find this ear to the streets tonight. I ain't playing. Yeah. But what was you saying?
Nah, I was saying, like, Kanye had a meaning behind his performance that motherfuckers ain't really know about because they don't know what the fuck he's talking about in his song. You know what I'm saying? You gotta know the research of the song, that, you know what I mean, the words and shit.
Right.
Like the whole Blood on the Leaves drink, man, like he's talking about our ancestors and shit that used to get hung in the trees and all that, which is why he had the tree in the background and all that. And he's basically talking about them saying, you know, what they could have been somebody, you know what I mean? Like what the things that they could have amounted to, the person that they could have became. That type of thing, which was the whole shadow, you know what I mean? Like, I could have been somebody, and this is what she did to me, like, you know what I mean? So it was deeper than that. And at first, I was just like, yo, what the fuck? Like, he looked like the dancing chick from Living Single intro. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm like, yo, what the hell? And then after it finally came to me, you know what I'm saying, and I talked to a few people, and they broke it down, and it, you know, it registered, and I was like, all right, you know, Kanye, he got a way of sliding that type of shit in there, you know what I mean? So it changed my perspective on it, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You ain't expect to get hit with some deep shit on MTV. Like, you know what I mean? You ain't expecting that, so.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense now. That makes sense. Okay, I can rock with it. I can rock with it.
But they booed Lady Gaga.
Didn't they
boo Lady Gaga?
I think that was like part of her performance.
Part of her track? Alright. I was confused.
Like, I really think that was part of her performance.
Because I heard somebody else talking about, I think Charlamagne was talking about they was booing her. So I don't know.
Yeah, I think that was like part of her performance. I thought it was.
I thought it was too, so Charlamagne was talking about they really booed her.
Damn.
So. Who knows? Who fucking knows?
Jump Street.
Who knows? I know. I'm excited for the fuck tonight. Because the fucking guests we got on here, I really fuck with these people. You know what I'm saying? It's Thursday, man. I'm excited for Thursdays now. I don't know about you, Crush.
What you mean?
I'm excited about Thursdays. I get to talk some shit.
I'm excited about Thursday, too. I'm really going
to
be excited.
I worked too hard all fucking week from Wednesday to Tuesday, and I can't talk shit.
Tell them why you mad, my nigga. Tell them why you mad.
I ain't really mad right now. I'm just saying I'm chilling.
You want to know why I'm mad?
Nah, you want to know why I'm mad? I got something to talk
what?
About. Fuck Sean T and this insanity bullshit.
That
they should have made up
with you every time you want to talk. That's why you mad.
That's why I'm mad right now, because for people that have been following me on like Twitter and Facebook and shit, they know I started the insanity joint like Sunday and shit. They need to make a version for big niggas. What made them think on the second fucking video that you gonna go from 200 jumping jacks to 25 push-ups to doing handstands, nigga? Who
they
does that on the second video? What happened to gradually building up, nigga? Who does
you
that?
You doing handstands? Flame, you're doing
I
handstands?
I ain't doing no more. Nigga, I look like I'm doing some motherfucking handstands. Who does that
say,
shit?
I'm about to say,
even though, like, I'm a big nigga, I'm athletic. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't think shit sweet. Nigga, I'll chase you down and beat the fuck out you. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't think shit sweet. But when it comes to handstands and shit, nigga, you got me. I ain't doing the motherfucking handstand. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to be, nigga, I ain't Jet Li, nigga. I ain't going to be jumping to my hands and back to my feet and back to my hands, back to my feet. Nigga, like, what the fuck you think this is? I brought this shit to get in shit, not to do gymnastics and shit. Nigga, like, what the fuck? This is the second day. Like, you know what I mean? You supposed to build me to this. That's why I'm mad right now. I ain't giving up, but goddamn it, you don't break a nigga down like that. You cut niggas deep.
I had the tiger, Flame. I had the tiger.
I mean, I'm good, but damn, you need to have one for the little skinny, bony ass niggas. Then you need to have a big nigga version to work us to the skinny nigga version.
That really would be hot if they had a fat nigga version.
I'm just saying. You know, I'm in between.
But you want to know why I'm mad?
Why you mad, man?
The URL. The
fuck
is
everybody fucking mad. Everybody mad, nigga.
I'm mad. You're mad. Summer Madness is about to be a fucking joke. Summer Madness is about to be a seriously fucking joke. I mean, the shit's Sunday. No promotion has really been made. Like, only one battle is, like, actually concrete that everybody's talking about, and that's Wave 7 Daylight. Other than that, like, all the battles are still, like, people are still like, oh, they might not go down. Like, they saying the whole event might not go down. Like, yo, like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck are you doing, Smack? You're going to fuck up and King of the Dots taking over this whole battle league, because trust and believe, world domination, from what I've seen, world domination is the fucking truth. And you bombed at Gnome 3. Gnome 3 was horrible. It was nothing. It was nothing like it was supposed to be. Almost every battle on Gnome 3 was fucking trash.
Except for the surf.
Plain as day. Hell, no back. Queen of the Rings, no backing out was better. Matter of fact, nah, I can't even take nothing away from Queen of the Ring. Matter of fact, yes. Look, they have a lesser budget. They have a lesser budget and everything. They, like, you doing it, like, at big, sit there, big-ass clubs and shit. They were doing it in a boxing ring with no heat, no air conditioning and shit, and put it on a better show. Come on. What the fuck are you doing, Smack? Like, really?
Whew. Yeah, they losing it. They, I don't know what the fuck going on with them. Like, they not even saying shit about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, the most Smack been talking about was the whole Loaded Lux situation. You know
and
what I'm
Loaded,
saying? Like,
and Lux has every right to be, and Loaded Lux has all right to be snapping. You mean to tell me I changed, when it breaks down, he changed the game. He changed the whole fucking game last year. And say he did it. Lux changed the whole fucking game of battle rap last year. He's
mm-hmm.
the reason why Summer Madness 2 is the reason why this battle culture is as prominent as it is right now. And it was because of Lux.
Mm-hmm.
That battle he had with Calico has 4 million views. 4 million. Name another battle that average that even touched that. Name another battle that touched 3 million. What?
But not even just
yeah,
that. Like, look
right,
at look at where it took
right
them. You know what I'm saying?
Them, like,
look at the recognition that the battle culture got from that battle alone. Matter of fact, look at the recognition that the battle culture got from his third verse alone. Everybody
he
in their mom to this day is talking about, you gonna get this work. This nigga was on Howard Stern. This nigga was on every fucking video.
Everybody says you gonna get this work. Everybody's hearing beloved. Everybody's saying that. Everybody's talking about lost niggas. Lux did that. Lux made this battle culture a household name. Lux is the reason why BET has to look at the URL and put them that Ultimate Freestyle Friday. Lux is the reason why all these battle rappers are getting like major deals now. Like Lux put it together. How are you not gonna give him the money he deserves? Hell, he's one of the main people that needs to get the money he deserves. You gave Mook 20,000 for that bullshit. No, Mook Battle didn't do half as much as Lux did.
Mm-mm.
Get out of here.
And you know what? That's where
right.
shit started
I'm
to go wrong.
Right.
That's where shit started to go wrong. Once they started throwing figures out there, Mook should have never did that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
that
he should never.
Like that was really a sucker move.
Don't throw the prices out there that you're getting paid and make that a fucking headline and big deal, because now everybody's gonna start trying to up their pay rate. You know what I mean? And make that shit an issue. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, now it's not about the love anymore. It's about the money. Cause I'm sure Smack was probably shortchanging a lot of them niggas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Smack was
a lot of them niggas
shortchanging
a lot
of them niggas. And now they say,
I mean, you see the Charlie Clips interview?
Mook got that?
You seen that shit?
Yeah.
You seen the Charlie Clips,
like,
right? When he was talking about the money situations and shit like that?
Yeah.
So you already know how it is. You know what I mean? But as far as, like, Lux go, like, this nigga been a staple in the culture since day one. He should actually be getting he should be a bigger role in URL. You know what I mean? Outside
really?
Of being a battle.
Absolutely.
He can go back and do Lion's Den to keep it 100.
And Lion's Den will do fucking numbers.
Yeah. I mean, he the reason you hear Arsenal. He the reason you hear A-Verb. He the reason you hear, you know what I mean, like Tech N9ne and.
Wasn't Clemson Tay-Rock Lion's Den too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the one that did the St. Louis versus New York shit. You know what I'm saying? So, motherfuckers forget that shit. You know what I mean? Like, 40 grand ain't asking a lot. Especially when you making that back. You should be making that back if you was promoting it, right?
Easy.
So, I don't know.
Made back easy.
I understand it's a business. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. We don't know how much Smack is putting out for the venue. We don't know none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, I can't fully judge. But I know Lux is worth it to me. You know what I'm saying? And that battle was so highly anticipated, you should have kicked up off that. You should have kicked up off that. You know what I mean?
I'm so frustrated.
And you should have did the pay-per-view like Lux was trying to tell them to do. You would have kicked up off that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm so frustrated.
You got the brands like King of the Dot killing shit.
And
you're bringing the motherfuckers from King of the Dot to your battles. Like, what the fuck is you doing? You bringing the nigga that run King of the Dot to your shit, got him on stage. You don't think this nigga's interacting with your battlers? And you fucking up promotion? You don't think these niggas is now going to be over on King of the Dot? Getting more exposure? Yeah, but I'm talking about the niggas that's been trying to stay loyal to URL. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, what are you going to say? You going to get mad when Hitman go up there? When this nigga battle ain't even getting put out over some bullshit that y'all let Khan do? Like, you know what I mean? You gotta keep it 100, man. Niggas be on some sly shit half the time. You know what I mean? And no matter what business you in, but you gotta keep it 100 with your workers and the motherfuckers that's helping you eat. We see, you know what I mean? You ain't doing this shit for them. They doing this shit for you. These niggas is helping you eat. Both hands is washing each other. You know what I mean? That shit crazy to me. I don't know. That shit crazy.
I'm upset right now. I'm about to get into a caller. I'm gonna get into this 760-760-2263. Caller, you're live on the air. Next to Blue.
Hello, it's your girl Carter Blue.
Okay, I'm happy all over again.
Hey Boo, how you doing? I see you all angry. It's called anger management.
Here we got Husa.
Anger management didn't work. I got 3 certificates that said it to be so. I completed the program 3 times and it's still, fuck it.
It'll be okay, honey. Relax, honey. You need a hug.
Yeah, come hug me. Come touch me.
I got your hug, boo. I got your hug. But how you guys doing?
See, this is anger management right here. See this link? This is anger management right here.
Exactly. But yeah, man, I'm mad that a Blog Talk fucked up my show today.
How did
I can't even do my show. But I came by to show some love. Shut up. Anyways, sorry. My bad. Had to be a mom. I'm in mommy mode.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's a 24/7 job right there.
Yeah, man. Oh, my gosh. Talk about money. Money. Be wanting to choke these kids. You think it's a child's abuse if you shake the shit out of them?
No. You got to do that every once in a while. Just because.
I know. Give them brain damage shit.
Hey, sometimes you gotta run up and elbow drop them and shit just so they have a reminder.
Exactly. See, that's how I be feeling. Yo, I gotta get something off my chest. Let me ask you guys this, okay? So, I'm going through this issue, right? So, how would you feel if somebody kicked your guys' son in the rib and left a bruise?
If somebody kicked my son in the rib?
Who was the person? Was it another child?
How would you take it? Huh?
Was it another child?
It was a grown-ass man.
Kill him.
And it's your sister's baby daddy.
Ain't no talking. Nigga dead.
Thank you.
Yeah, I whooped a couple niggas ass for touching on hitting on my nieces and nephews. Yeah. Ain't no talking. Whoop his ass.
All right.
I wish a nigga would put his hands on my kids.
Thank you. Take him to the wish a nigga would.
I wish a nigga would. And they my stepkids, and I wish a nigga would. Like, I wish they dad would. You know what? That's a whole different topic.
See, now flame Woosa, nigga. Woosa.
I'm good. You know, I'm good, man. It's hot in here sometimes.
Yeah,
like,
you about to say, damn, that shit is like.
Alright, I'm just asking because, you know, if y'all don't hear from Carter Blue, part A,
I got locked up.
I hope somebody got some mail money.
Just tell Dope send me your FBI number and everything. I write you letters and everything.
Y'all gonna come visit me?
Yes.
I need the company.
Conjugal visits, I got you.
There you have it. I need somebody to come visit me. God damn.
Hey, she agreed. Yo, she, you heard it live on Next to Bow Radio. She agreed to a conjugal visit. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Hey. She's trying to get crushed.
Crush you,
I
fool.
Need a sound effect
for that. Okay, so Monday.
Is,
y'all retarded. So Monday is your girl's birthday.
Right.
Oh, work.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I got the little midget stripper on order right now for you.
And he's talking about me. I got you, girl. I got you. I got special left hand for you.
Mm-mm. All right, but okay, that's as long as I ain't got to pay, I get free lap dances all night.
Yeah, don't be fronting on the midgets.
I like midgets. Midgets are cool.
Midgets.
They're fun to hang out with.
Thank you. I mean, I'm talking about midgets all the time. People look at me like I'm crazy. They fun people.
Okay, so where Matt or whatever before, like, I used to see midgets run around the whole city when I was growing up. I used to make fun of them. I mean, I'm short, okay? I'm only 5 foot. But, you know, everybody makes fun of me because everybody's taller than me. But me seeing actual midgets, that shit was hilarious. And they're actually fun people to talk to.
They are. Everything about them is fun. That shit is just... We need more midgets in the world.
Would you have a baby by a midget, a female midget?
Oh, shit. I don't know.
Yeah, let's take this question, please.
Shit just got real. I don't know.
To all the midgets out there, we got some takers.
Because what are you about? What are you about, Flame? Like, 5'9"?
5'10".
See, you average. You're average height. Me,
yeah,
I'm like freaking 5 foot.
A midget carrying my baby? That's like a midget carrying another midget. I don't know. I don't think that's going to work out.
Oh, man. Yo, I swear, I hope my kids have their daddy height because they as tall as me when in their... Poor babies. Sorry. My kids are going to hate me, especially my boys.
Yeah, they be having crush syndrome.
There you go.
What? What you
mean by that? I love you, crush.
I know you do, but what the fuck you mean by that, Celine?
It's all love. Y'all need
a short nigga problem.
I do not have a short nigga problem.
Yeah, you do.
What you trying to say? I got the Napoleon complexes on?
Yeah. Everybody
How you figure
you
I got a Napoleon complex?
Because you do. Always got to prove a point just because you little.
But I'm telling
you,
little people got it. I mean, but little people, we got to make sure, we got to talk shit. I mean, that's
what
we
do. We got to make sure shit get done.
Exactly.
We got to prove that we big niggas, because big niggas always trying to look down on niggas just because they got to look down on niggas.
Exactly. Shit just got real.
You got to look down on me. I mean, you got to look down on me.
Exactly. That's how I be feeling.
Chest, little ass nigga.
Ooh wee.
See, Carter, it's about to be some real shit going on in Shadow Week. I'm about to destroy that shit from the ground and from the inside out. I'm about to do what daylight is going to the URL to Shadow Week, and that's how it's about to go down.
Damn.
Shadow Week about to be mine.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
aww,
I think it
is. Crush. He's sensitive. It's okay. He's you guys can be my Care Bear today.
I need a hug.
You need a hug? You need a Care Bear moment?
Yeah.
Aw. So y'all talking about, like, battle rapping today, or what's the topic?
We talk about that every week.
Yeah.
Say what? So, you know, we talk about
that every week.
Every week you talk about that.
Wow,
you got something you
want to
talk about?
Actually, today on my show, I was supposed to have a battle rap.
A what?
Yeah,
like,
man.
People going to call in and actually spit, or are you just going to talk
about
it?
Yeah. No, we were actually going to have people spit, but since Block Talk is hating on Girl Talk, yeah.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, and then, you know what, I'm actually going to be throwing a female battle rap.
Nice.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that was
yeah.
the perfect segue I needed. Thank you. That was the perfect segue I needed.
I'm telling you, because, like, yo, for real, like, okay, I was watching YouTube, okay? I seen females with mad bars. And I'm
yep.
sitting there like, God damn. And the fucking part about it is the females are not getting much play because they're not males. They're getting overlooked, and that's how I feel. I feel like
it's fucked up. Who don't? Because Queen of the Ring, they love the show. Because me and Fling, we play their music right here. Shout out to Binding the Diva. Shout out to Tori Doe. Shout out to Hazzy. Shout out to
Wayne Had Carter
Coco
Blue.
Cake. Huh? You on battle rap? I'm talking
Who
about the
I
girls
didn't.
That battle rap that have sent us music and that we have played.
I'm just saying, Carter Blue got bars.
Let's hear some.
I'm just kidding.
Let's hear some.
I'm just kidding. No, but I had some. I don't do it anymore. I did when I was in high school, though. I used to murder people, especially guys. They used to hate me for it. Yeah, I went up against, like, one of the top male battle rappers, and they used to hate it because I murdered their shit and embarrassed the hell out of them.
Now, after the show, we battling. I hope you know this, right?
Yeah. Why we got to battle? Why?
Because I want
to That's hear. Rude. I don't want to have to embarrass you.
Custom Catalyst.
I don't want to have to murder you and have
don't
to tell
worry,
people.
It's going to be a phone conversation, so whoever wins, there be no witnesses. So if I lose, I lose. If I win,
I'm just
I win,
saying,
I,
you know I'm going to post this shit on Facebook, right?
You're not gonna beat me, first of all. So
you don't know
you're
that.
Not gonna, you ain't gonna.
I'm be like,
nothing.
Sorry, crush. I had to murder you, and I had to let everybody know.
We'll see.
Yeah. We will. Oh shit! Did I lock myself in here? Yeah, man. But y'all heard it live. I'm just telling you now, so he probably won't be on his show next Thursday because he got embarrassed. I'm going to tweet it all over Twitter and on Facebook.
Well said. But you know what?
Yeah.
Thank you, Carter. I will talk to you after my show is over. Please stay tuned and everything. And listen to the rest of the show since you ain't doing your show. And everything. So,
you know, Carter,
you know
we had to show some support. Really? I am so tired of it's between you and Dope. Y'all really want to mute me? Really?
I love you.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I didn't think you was going to say nothing. But yeah, go ahead. What's your statement?
You just going to get murdered. It's okay.
Thank you, Carter.
I'm going to kill your bars.
Yeah, we'll see. Love you.
Yeah,
we back. She loves me, though, so it's okay. She loves me. But we got our first special guest in the building already. But I want to take this music break because Carter Blue set it up just perfectly. Swing.
What's up?
Just tell the people. Can you tell the people? Because I can't really fathom the words to say this. So you tell
Yeah, we got a little exclusive from my personal favorite from Queen of the Ring. And
mine too.
King of the Dot. Because she now, you know, transferred over to King of the Dot for a few battles, you know what I'm saying? My personal favorite battle rapper, female-wise, Bonnie Godiva. She just dropped it exclusive, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to blast that off for the people, man. It's that real hip-hop.
And
you didn't like,
hear first. She even dropped this shit official yet. But she passed it to us first.
Yeah, definitely. It's a straight exclusive. You ain't going to hear it nowhere else, you know what I'm saying? And it's straight hip-hop. When I first heard it, I was like, yo, it took me off guard because I wasn't expecting that angle, you know what I'm saying? So I was smiling when I heard this shit, you know what I'm saying? It's a breath of fresh air, so we're going to go ahead and blast that off.
You know what it is? It's Bonnie Godiva, the hip-hop. You know you rocking with the show. It's Next to Blow. Lag out.
I'm sorry. What was your question?
Yes, y'all.
When did
stop.
I fall in love with hip hop? Okay.
Yes, y'all.
Check it. And one, two. Check it. I remember when I met him on the 2 train. Headphones, 2 chain. Listening to Wu-Tang. Shy, so I peeped shorty through my school bangs. He was fly from his hat to his shoe game. He had soul like the daylight crew. And it sort of felt like deja vu when he walked upon me like, excuse me, miss. Pardon me, you probably used to this. But I love your smile and the shape of your lips. To the way you walk and the sway in your hips. I mean, God bless whoever made you exist. I see the beauty in your jeans by the way that they fit. So what you say, can I trade you for your digits? So I can hit you later on, maybe we can kick it. Show downtown, can I take you for a minute? I heard a song about you, I can play you if you with it. Guarantee you won't regret it. This is my stop, and by the way, my name's Hip Hop.
Yes,
I used to love him. Yeah, I used to love him. I used to love him. Yeah, I used to love him. I used to love him.
Yes, y'all, and you don't stop. Mainframe, yo, they gotta be the sure shot.
hear that, plane?
Yeah, I hear that.
You hear that beat?
Yeah, what's that?
That's heart. That's hip hop's heartbeat. That's what that is. That's hip hop's heartbeat. Cause that's what's going on. That's what that track. I'm done. There we go. Shout out to Bonnie. Yep, new favorite. Yep, that's getting airplay every fucking week. Matter of fact, you know what? I might make that a new theme song. Matter of fact, I think I might play that as a Mr. Supposed To. Like, we about to have two theme songs. Yeah, Mr. Supposed To and then that.
Shout out to Bonnie Diver.
She gets all support when it comes to us. Well, she gets all support. The show supports you 100%, baby girl. Shout out to you. But
no doubt. Let's get into this first guest, man.
We got our ears to the street, and this man that I'm about to bring to y'all right now, he's really making moves. Like, he got his own web series that does numbers. Like, his music is booming, like, right now. He's snapping out here in these streets. If y'all don't know about him, like, where the fuck y'all at? Like, y'all need to be in tune with this man, because he's doing it big right here. He's doing it big. And you know what? I'm going to just bring him in and let him speak for himself. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Welcome to Next to Blow Radio. Welcome to the show, K. Walker, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, what's going on, y'all?
Yo, what's good,
good,
man?
What's up, man? This like probably my 20th interview this week, so
yeah,
I'm ready for all questions and all that.
I've seen you've been getting it in. You've been on like a little tour and shit.
Yeah, I mean, by the grace of God, you know, I ain't. You know what I'm saying?
That's all it is, man. Like, we like right up the highway from each other. You know what I mean? Because we based out of Delaware. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I know if you know. Yeah, we based out of Delaware. So, you know, we've been peeping you for a minute ever since the Delaware Body Count drink.
Yeah, you know what's crazy, like, about that Delaware Body Count shit? I wasn't even living in Delaware. That's just how much I was floating around the city. I mean, I wasn't even living up there.
Yeah, I know. Like, I ain't gonna front. Like, that was my first time catching wind of you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I was walking
from Philly. I'm from Philly.
And, like, you know, the numbers don't lie. Like, I'm not even from Delaware. I came there. And I shut that thing down. Like, nobody did numbers like that out there. Like, you could check all that. Like, I was doing 20,000 in 3 weeks off them Jones.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
It was definitely something different, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It definitely was entertaining.
Yeah, for sure.
Your movement definitely strong. But, like, tell the people, who is K. Walker? Tell the people.
Man, I'm the god of the tri-state, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Speaking of that, you know, I got the Philly Body Count. For people who ain't seen that, they can check that out. I got Meek Mills in there. I got K-Dot. I got a lot of people in there. Vodka, A.R.Ab, Dark Low. And, you know, I got the Delaware joint. I got almost every rapper from Delaware in that. And now we got the Jersey thing, but we gonna bring them all together, and I'm about to drop a tri-state body count with, like, all three of them together. And then I'm doing a New York body count, and y'all can check my Atlanta body count. That thing hit 100,000 views. You know what I mean? Y'all can check that out. And Rec, I'm saying we're working on some things for me to go on Wildin' Out. All over World Star, over 1 million views. I even crossed over. Y'all can type in, go to YouTube, type in K Walker on the Stream Home Makeover. I had the white bitch rapping on the Stream Home Makeover. You know what I mean? White people Hollywood shit. On Pod 99, my song got spent number one 7 days in a row. You know what I mean? Shout out to Cosmic Kev. And he put that real bomb on there. You know what I mean? It wasn't nothing from Virtual DJ. It was real. Up New York, I've been doing interviews up there. I can just go on, like, I mean.
I didn't go up front. I was like, yo, let me get a little more research on my nigga. Like, ever since I got home, I got home since, like, 4 o'clock, and I've been watching fucking K Walker videos up till the show started. Like, you know what I'm saying? He sent me the link. He was like, yo, you sent me the link to the little Snoop joint. I was like, yo, I just watched that like 10 minutes ago, my nigga. Like,
yeah.
I was still going on. Like, damn.
And that was about 2 or 3 months ago. Like, since then, like,
yeah.
Like, people don't even know. Like, you might go to my YouTube page and be like, damn, this K Walker page right here. You still so late, because I got kicked off of 2 other YouTube pages because I filled them up so quick. Like, all I do is drop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I noticed that, because I went there after you did the Jay-Z album joint. I peeped that, so I went back to go watch that video again, and you had, like, 5 more videos on it. I'm like, shit. Like, this
is
the first thing.
Yeah, man.
So let me ask you, because I know you do the music thing, you know what I'm saying? So are you finding more success now that you're doing the viral lane? That you was getting with the music lane?
To be honest, like, in Philly, I was already K Walker. Like, everybody knew who I was. But in Delaware, I just take it like, if God gave you more than one talent, like, you know what I'm saying, and you can do everything, I don't put all my eggs in a basket. In Philly, I went for the rapping. When I was doing my thing out Delaware, I just did the movie shit. Then I started fucking with New York. I was doing the viral little comedy blogs and shit. You know what I mean? I was using everything that I had for different areas, and then they all just caught up and connected. And, you know, everything just came back to me. And now, I mean, everybody like, oh, damn, that's K Walker that was doing that shit. Oh, I didn't know he was doing this. And you know, everything just catching up, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's definitely a good look, man. Like, I was caught off guard. Like, after the Delaware Body Count joint, I think the next time I caught wind of you was the Star interview.
Oh, okay, Star. Wow.
Yeah. I'm like, damn. I was like, yo, he really taking off with this shit. Like, like, this shit in the game with this nigga. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like,
man,
I salute you, man. Hats off to you, for real. Like, I salute anybody that's on their grind. Like, this is all we do out here. And you almost got all the rappers from Delaware in there. You got to get the Shadow Week team, my team. You got to
get
us in your next joint, my nigga.
For sure.
So we definitely got to link up, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Ain't no thing like, I be telling people like, I don't, you know, me not being from out there, I only know what I see. Like I come out there and I be like, yo, who the hottest out here? If you go around the corner and bring me back John, I gotta believe you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I'm like, yo, like, who hot out here? Show me where they at. And you know what I mean? Whoever they go get, that's who get in the film. So if y'all saying y'all doing y'all thing out there, I'll definitely put y'all in the next joint.
Oh, we definitely moving. You know what I'm saying? We definitely doing what we do. But
yeah,
the focus is on you though, man. Like,
yeah, even DJ Brand,
I
remember. DJ Brand reached out to me and said he wanted to be in that thing. I don't know why I ain't never move on it, but I really had everybody and their mom sitting watching Delaware Body Count every night, like it was on HBO or something.
Exactly.
I was like, this shit fucking around gonna be
question,
the next Wire and shit.
The question that I got is, what made you think of this, like, internet monster? Like, what made you think of this Body Count? Like, what was in your thought process to say, you know what, I'm going to do this? What made you do that?
You talking about with the whole thing or just Delaware?
Whole thing.
The whole thing.
The whole thing? Basically because I'm a guy, you know, in Philly, at one point in time, was the murder capital. So me growing up out here, I was just seeing all type of shit. As a teenager, I became a part of it. I think once I hit like 22 or something, I had a child, and I was like, man, I'm getting out them streets. It ain't nothing in there. You know what I mean? Niggas done killed my brother. You know what I mean? So in my mind, I'm like, I can go back to the streets and search for who did this to my family, or I can just put it on the screen and let the world know who he was, you know what I'm saying? So I started writing about him, about what happened to him, and I was just like, but damn, this happened to my man around the corner too. But damn, I remember so-and-so told me they peoples died like that, you know what I mean? And it just built into a story. And then what made me expand to Delaware is because my mom and my little brother had moved out there, and honestly, you know, being down here, I never heard nothing about Delaware. Like, I hear about Newark, like trees, grass. That's all I thought it was. So when I went out there and I seen Wilmington, I looked around like, what the fuck is this? Oh, people got to know about this, you know what I'm saying? I started writing about the little stories out there and all that, you know what I mean? Just, it all stemmed from one story. But me remembering, like, damn, I remember so-and-so people died like that too, you know what I mean? Because a lot of them stories I was making, they was true events. I just was changing shit up, like changing names, changing. I mean, that's probably why a lot of people related to it.
Definitely. It's definitely that shit motherfuckers is going through on the regular out here. Like, yeah. Have you ever thought about taking these series and shopping it to, like, different networks?
Yeah, actually, once again, shout out to this. I'm out of New York. He's from Brooklyn. Actually, last Wednesday, I was supposed to be at VH1 last Wednesday. But, I think I wound up, had to do something on New Jersey or something. But I'm supposed to go out to New York and go holler at VH1. Like I said, Nick Cannon manager and MTV. And I think this new joint, they got Puff Daddy got on called Revolt TV. A lot of people was, like, reaching out for me. But, at this, like, I'm funny, but I'm not stupid. Like, people would try to get you, like, you know, oh, he's a funny guy. And a lot of time when you do, like, funny shit, people... It's like a common misconception, like people think, oh, he's funny, so he's not going to be worrying about the business part of it. So that's why it's been taking me longer. But actually, we're trying to get this show on TV now. It's called the That Shit Light Show. And basically, I'm going to just, like, you know, picking topics and stuff like that and just, you know, just saying what's light, what's hot, you know what I mean, shit like that. I was supposed to do the Smack URL, John. I was supposed to host that thing, Summer Madness 3. I don't know what happened. You know what I mean? It's out of my hands. But, yeah, definitely got TV coming. Last year, I was supposed to get Delaware Body Count on TV, and I'm still actually working on that. You know what I mean?
That's a good look, man. That whole Smack shit right now is light right now.
Pretty light. Actually, honestly, man, I was thinking about that shit earlier. I think this is the last one for that man. I don't think it can be a Summer Madness 4. I think he died it out.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, I think he played it out. Like, I mean, it ain't like the momentum not there before, like how it was. Like, I think he played it out, you know what I'm saying? Then you got all your veterans and all that coming out speaking against you. It's like you can't be a king of a unholy castle, like, you know what I mean? It's just like, it don't, like, it's like worthless now, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think Smack and that whole URL, I think that's the new Rockefeller Records. Like, it was hot, but now it's just over, man.
Yeah, especially when you got other leagues coming up and they,
yeah,
it seems like they running their shit a little more polished, you know what I mean?
Exactly. I'm telling you, they was doing their thing, but we all know, once the white people get it, it's over. You might as well fall back.
Yeah, I said that. And once he went to the BET shit, I was like, yeah, I don't know about that. You know what I mean?
Yo, and you know what I mean? I was trying to understand, like, okay, this nigga went from arenas to BET. Why the fuck don't I like it? I ain't like that BET shit.
Yeah,
you know,
I ain't like it at all. I ain't like it at all.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I hope they pull that shit together because I've been following Smack since the DVD era. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
they was out on the corner getting their shit in. But,
yeah, and I think that's what kept people into it. Like, you know, this is live, unraw. But now, you know, when the money come in and you start flashing chains and jewelry, it's not raw talent no more. That was just, we going to battle for a check. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. So,
that's all.
Yo, I see you got, like, a lot of relationships with the artists in Philly, man. Like, I recently just noticed that. Like, how did you manage to build those relationships with everybody, you know what I'm saying? Just from the grind or?
Yeah, just grinding, you know what I mean? Like, I've been doing this before MySpace was probably created. Like, man, I was, like, when MySpace when MySpace came out, I wasn't the guy that had to go around saying, you know, put me on your top 8 and all that. I was already knowing people from walking around, getting my grind on. I wasn't the rapper that was scared to get on a bus. I wasn't the guy that went to a party and I stayed in the corner. I was talking to everybody, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of them people who I was talking to, a couple years later, they turned out to be, you know, superstars and people with major buzz. Like, I was talking to Lee Mason years ago. Like, I knew Meek Mill way before he had that. That's why like, A.R. Ab, Young Savage, all these people, when I say I'm from Philly, like, I'm the definition of it. Like, I really be around. I don't sit on the step and hang on the corner. I be all around this motherfucker. So, just for me knowing people, ironically, you know, when the rap shit start popping, they was all my homies and my friends and all that shit. So that's why it don't be nothing to get them on blogs and CDs and shit like that. It don't really mean nothing to me. Like, I had, you know, when Meek Mill started popping, I had him on a back block in South Philly in the dark, you know what I mean? And made him do a movie scene for me, you know what I mean?
That's what's up, man. That's definitely a good look.
Yeah, like, I don't believe in being humble. Like, fuck all that. Like, when you humble, your fans, your support will be humble right along with you. You got to get out there, run your mouth, shake some hands. You got to be loud out here. You got to be heard.
I definitely agree with that, man. Definitely.
Fuck all that.
Definitely. You got some hot-ass music, like, that, what's the name of that joint? I just posted that shit, the Fuck a Book joint.
Yeah, Fuck a Book, yeah.
Yeah, like, that's tough,
though. Yeah, it is. And I did the beat, and I fucking directed the video. I edited the video myself. Like, that was all me right there. And I had got the concept from watching Belly a few years ago, and I was just like, yo, when I learn how to make a beat and record, I'm going to put that song together. And the song had a nice little message out there in there, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what I honestly believe. You can't eat no books. Like, it don't matter what you know, nigga. You got to get up and show it, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah, you real definitely shit. Fuck with the drums. They got real messages. It's one thing I wanted to ask you, though, from watching one of your vids, and this is something that I have a personal gripe with as well.
Yeah.
And I hate motherfuckers that do it, and I know people that I'm cool with that do this shit all the fucking time.
Right.
Motherfuckers that's buying views.
Oh, yeah. Listen, man, niggas is, I call them credit cards going wild, man. Like, this shit is crazy. Like, how can you be a man, wake up, listen, first of all, you got to, like, when you wake up, you got to go in the bathroom, you got to brush your teeth, you got to, you know, do what you do, put the hair grease in. But before you leave the bathroom, man, you got to look in the mirror. How can these guys look in the mirror knowing I've just paid for them views? You know what I mean? Like, I can't do it, man. Like, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? And then niggas be thinking they slick because, like, it be on the tip, like, all right, cause like, first niggas was paying for views, but then it wasn't no comment. You can tell, like, dang, nigga paying for views. Then niggas started fucking the game up. Niggas started buying comments. I'm like, whoa, they really fucked the game up.
And it'd be, like, all the same fucking, it'd be, like, two comments out of the all. Like, it'd be, like, 1,000 comments on there, but it'd be, like, the same two.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't get away from that shit. Like, what the fuck? Like, I got niggas that I really rock with, and they hit me up like, yo, check out my YouTube, my video I just dropped. I got 60,000 views. And I'm like, nigga, are you serious? Like, you got
my
one
nigga.
Comment on there, and that's from me. Like, you know
listen,
what I mean?
Man, I always tell niggas like this. We're going to break it down like this. This how I be breaking it down to niggas. Let's say you in your neighborhood, the average hood, you know what I mean, hold about 20,000 people. That's a neighborhood right there. Now, if you're a rapper from this neighborhood, you got fucking 100,000 views, and it's only about 20,000 people in your neighborhood, and don't none of them really know you rap like that. It's something wrong there, man.
Mm-hmm.
Something like niggas be out here rapping, and the niggas and they next door neighbors don't be knowing they rap. But you got 20,000 views, though. You sitting up here with 70 million followers on Twitter, but only 20 people come to your show? This ain't...
That shit ain't real, man.
I blame Instagram, man. For real, for that shit.
Why you say that?
Because niggas out here, they taking pictures of money, and, you know, it's getting to their head. Like, yo, man, like, if I had that money... I mean, I'll buy some followers. Maybe people will treat me like this guy. You know what I'm saying? It's like rap game fucked up. I mean, rap game
fucked up. I can't get with that fraud and shit. Like, I'd rather know if I got 400 supporters, I'd rather know that I got them 400 motherfuckers that's listening to my shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Instead of having to guess, I got 5,000 and I don't know what my real number is. I don't know what I got to do to progress. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
I gotta know where I'm at and put that grind in and watch my shit really increase.
Exactly. Man. Yeah, something like that. You ain't got to spend no money on that, man.
That shit's crazy, yo. It's really been killing the fucking social media sites for the past week, nigga. What's up with this tranny shit?
Oh man, I mean the tranny, you know, like I said, the tranny, that's the you know what I mean? Like she taking over. I mean she's taking over, like, yo, she really taking over, like she run the city right now, you know what I'm saying? Like she run the city right. Like she really taking over, like you know what I mean, like all, like listen, I think I told you before, the tranny is literally lowering the crime rate in Philly. You know what I mean, because niggas don't want to be in the same room with each other. Niggas don't want to be on the same block with each other. None of that. Like, ain't nobody shooting at each other. None of that. Nobody rumbling. Niggas don't want to touch. You know what I mean? Shit, crazy.
Yo, I seen that shit. I'm like, yo, niggas is cutting the fuck up out here.
Yeah, and then fucked up part, a lot of niggas who got caught, they were saying shit like, oh, man, y'all niggas mad, but, I mean, I fuck bitches, though. Like, come on, man. like, one nigga got on Instagram who got caught. This nigga puts up on Instagram, he say, a lot of niggas laughing at me, but y'all niggas be doing some gay shit, too. I'm like, oh, what you talking about?
Hold on. Ooh, like, I was cutting the fuck up when I seen that video you did on that shit.
Yeah.
Nigga jumped up to check and make sure his name wasn't on that list.
That's how it came.
I ain't gonna lie, like that, like probably like 2 days after that list popped up, some bitch had requested me on Facebook and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, me being an artist, I accepted it. You know what I'm saying? I accepted the friend request. Someone told me to go to her page. So I go to the page and shit. I'm scrolling down and I see that she's strip at Club Onyx. She do all this other shit.
Right.
I'm scrolling down and what status I see is like, yes, I am a tranny. I'm like, whoa. I'm like, maybe she's just trolling niggas. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, keep scrolling. I see another status. Yes, I got a dick and this and that. And I see another status. Yes, he got a dick and I'm a tranny. I'm like, what the fuck? I know this elite so fucking fast.
I'm telling you, that tranny need a record deal, cause that nigga popping. Like, yo, for him not to have, you gotta really think about it on some serious shit. For him not to have major promotion or like nobody behind him pushing him, he popping. Like he need to get signed. Like that shit crazy, man. That shit is crazy. Real rap. Man, a lot of these Philly rappers is trannies, though. Keep it real.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. A lot of them is trannies, you know what I mean? A lot of these niggas be on their period. Like, that's how it is. A lot of them be crying and all that shit over nothing.
The girl boy syndrome.
Yeah, a lot of niggas be on their period longer than what bitches be on their period. This shit is crazy, man. Trust me, I know. I've been around.
I definitely heard that. I just deleted a nigga yesterday. nigga always crying and bitter. And I'm like, yo, as a man, you can never be that fucking bitter in life, dog. Like, you got pussy that live with you. Like, go fuck something, nigga. Why is he so
crying all the fucking time? And she ain't that bad. Like.
Yeah,
nigga,
like, it's not like you fucking an ugly bitch where you just mad.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, it ain't no possible reason you should be that mad all the time.
Man, niggas need to just fall back, go watch some Miley Cyrus twerking videos and be straight. You know what I mean?
All
right. When your girl ain't treating you right, Miley Cyrus is the answer, I'm telling you. Real shit, man.
You heard it first on the show. K Morgan
said,
"Molly, thanks." Yeah. I don't know, man. I just said, my nigga, if you go to Club Onyx, just be careful with the bitches. You let give you that lap dance. She a light skinned bitch. That's all I can say. I don't remember her name, but I deleted her fancy shit.
So crazy. Like,
yeah.
Yo, you know what's so crazy though?
What?
Like, she works at Onyx. Like you, like
oh,
you,
yeah?
Like niggas doing lap dances from a joint with a dick.
Well, I think Onyx the one that need to sign her.
That's just
shit. Real rat.
Somebody
need to put a ladder. Somebody need to kill that bitch though.
Somebody gonna end up doing that shit.
Real rat. She deserved the whole clip and then another jump. Real. I seen
no,
niggas.
You know a trainee who deserved the whole clip?
Oh.
Sydney Star. That's the trainee that need the whole clip. She done ruined niggas' careers. who really fuck with Chingy anymore?
Chingy, oh man, I didn't know he was still living.
He died
exactly.
After Sydney started.
Exactly. That nigga is on couples therapy on VH1. Is he all fucked up in the
game? He trying to sell a mixtape.
All his radio singles got stopped.
Damn, I didn't even know that.
I didn't even know that.
I think Ace Hood is a tranny too, though.
Oh shit.
Why you say that? A lot of stuff fall off him, man. You know what I'm saying?
I'm done. It's over. I'm done after that. Shit, ring the bell. Get you over. It's over.
Yeah, I think you're a tranny, man. Because... Name another rap star that got all these hit singles but can't pop.
We gotta get in some music. I need a break after that. We're gonna get into some K Walker music. What you trying to let the people hear? We got four joints from you.
Alright, what's that?
We got Sun Came Up, we got Talk About It, we got You Right, and we got Rock and Rolling. Like, what you want the people to hear?
Oh, man, play that You Right. Because they right, you know what I mean? Definitely play that.
All right, no doubt. You know, we're going to rock out with this You Right and everything. K Walker, you rocking with the show. It's next to Flow. Let's hang out.
Niggas can't dispute none of this.
Free. Money start to drop. They try to hold me back. No, ain't no other
Crazy. Yeah, I fuck with that. I definitely fuck with that.
Yeah, good looking, man. They playing that at Onyx right now. Every Wednesday, every Tuesday.
That joint crazy. I like both them joints.
I appreciate that, man. Real
definitely
shit.
Crazy. Definitely,
yeah,
I
mean,
keep doing rotation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they can't say nothing about my music. Not at all, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't see nothing wrong with your music. I was actually more impressed as I started coming up on more of your music and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
like I said, when I was first introduced to you, it wasn't about the music, you know what I'm saying? So when I found out you was actually a spitter and shit, I was like, damn, like, I really fucking with shit.
Yeah, y'all gotta check out that first 48 freestyle out there, too.
I'm gonna definitely look into that. I want to say I've seen it. I might have seen the video on your page.
I had did something never done before. I had spit a freestyle, no sentences, using all numbers, and it all made, you know what I mean, it all made sense. Y'all gotta check that thing out.
Oh, definitely, I'm gonna definitely check that joint out. Shit, but yeah, we definitely appreciate you calling in, man. We gotta get you to call in, you know what I mean, on some more shows and shit.
You know what I'm saying?
You give everybody your contact information where they can reach you at.
All right. Twitter, KWALKER_music. That's KWALKER_music. You know, Instagram. Probably take a picture with your cousin or something. You know, KWALKER_walker_KWALKERPromotion@gmail.com. You can just go to YouTube and just type my name in. It's going to be, I mean, everlasting pages. Shout out to the show. You know, they definitely going to be on Delaware Body Count. Probably have a lead role or something like that, you know. Shout out to ABC.
Right.
You know what I mean? I got something new. I got something new. Well, ABC Family. I got something new coming up on that thing. You know what I mean? Go get the Fuck K Walker mixtape. You know, Fuck K Walker. That's what I'm representing, you know. Fuck K Walker Part 1, but I got the Fuck K Walker Part 2 hosted by DJ Danger. Shout out to Gilly, but you know, I'm the new king of Philly, man. That's how we rocking. Free AR ad. You know, I'm the one that directed that new AR ad movie about his life. You know what I mean? I'm just running all around this motherfucker, man.
That's what it is, man. Next time you in Delaware, you got my number, fam. Just hit me up. You link
yes,
up, man.
I appreciate y'all and everybody who listen to y'all, you know what I mean? Fuck K Walker, you know what I mean? The mixtape.
No doubt, man. Be easy.
All right.
I won.
Yeah, man, that was
K Walker. Live from Philly, you know what I'm saying?
Put,
this nigga all
we put
over
our
the
ears to the streets with this. We definitely put our ears to the streets with this. Because we ain't done yet. Because we got another person. We got another MC that you definitely need to put your ear to the street for. Like, Flame, what can we say about this man? What can we say about this man?
He's a problem. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, I've been hearing
like,
his name.
I wanted to use problem, but I didn't think it was, like, enough.
I mean,
that's
the word that fit for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's definitely, I say he's a problem because I think a lot of people will probably underrate him, you know what I'm saying, and probably won't think he's a threat. But when he jump on that fucking mic and when
dude,
he jump on that stage, like
body
his body bags all over the fucking building. And I witnessed it, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got people that run in the same circle, so I was familiar with his name, you know what I'm saying? But when I went up to Philly with my brother Griffey And I seen him on stage. I'm like, oh, that's the boy that I keep hearing about. And when he performed, I was like, this motherfucker's a problem. Like, this motherfucker's a problem, man. So I definitely got a lot of respect for this dude that we about to bring on. You know what I mean?
Well, with no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Rich Quick.
Yeah. What up? What's going on, man?
Y'all can hear me good?
Oh, yeah,
we can hear
perfect.
You. You hear everything.
All right.
Yo, man, thanks for calling in. What's good with you? How you doing?
Oh, you already know. Love and Life. Just dropped a video today. Happy to be here, you know?
Yeah, I peaked that joint. I like that joint.
Thank you, brother.
The old school truck joint in there.
Oh, yeah, yep. 51 Ford F1.
Yo, man, you for people that don't know, he just dropped it. It's an EP, right? The Sad Songs,
yep.
Right?
Yes,
he just dropped the EP called Sad Songs on iTunes, man. Like, y'all really need to spend that $7. I think it's like $6.93. Y'all need to spend that joy and really support, because this is real music. To me, I fuck with people that put out real music today, because you don't get it often, you know what I mean?
Right.
You don't get it often, and I'm sitting there, and it's not even just your lyrics, it's like the instrumentation that you got with it is real different.
Yeah, the production on Sad Songs is like really good. The instrument, like you said, the instrumentation, and that's Stress the White Boy and Chuck Treese really did their thing on the production of Sad Songs.
Yeah, that joint is tough, and it's been doing numbers. Like, it was climbing up the charts like crazy when you released it.
Yeah, it's like we released the pre-order link, and then we made it into the, by just the pre-order, the day that link came out, we were in the top 100 on iTunes. And then by the time the EP had actually dropped, we actually climbed all the way up to number 40 on the iTunes hip hop albums, and it was crazy. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I was just watching it. Like, every time I came back to my Facebook page, it was up like three spots. No.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy because with the pre-order link, we got into the top 100, and I was like, oh, well, that's it, busting my nut. And then when it came out, when the EP actually dropped, I think I woke up in the morning and I was at like 56 on the charts, and I was like, whoa, it didn't even seem real. And then it just consistently climbed throughout the course of the day.
It got to feel good to just see that, you know what I mean? See people supporting you like that, like.
Yes, it's like the most literal thing that you can call it is a dream come true. I wasn't expecting that. But of course, you know, as an MC, I mean, you're always going to welcome that. You know what I mean? I was hype about it.
Shit, that's what's up, man. Like,
one thing I wanted
to add to you, like, with the instrumentation and all that, like, I'm not sure if you ever performed with a live band. If you haven't, would that be something that you'd be considering?
Yeah, definitely. I've been performing with live bands for years. As a matter of fact, Jay Griffey and I was in a band called Soundbarrier Experience. He's still in Soundbarrier Experience. And that's when I first started working with a band. I was actually in the band with Griffey. And it was that being in a band really got my stage presence up, because you have to, when you're in a band, you got to go to rehearsals and everything like that, and you're constantly performing your material, even if it's just with your band. See, when you're just an MC or whatever, you don't normally get that rehearsal time, or if you know what I'm saying, unless you in the shower rapping to yourself. But like when you're in a band, like, you got to sit there, you got to rehearse with these dudes, you got to perform the songs, and then, you know what I mean, make sure that they're performance ready, make sure everyone knows what everyone else is doing. It's like sports. You know what I mean? It's like practice. And it really helped me to work with a band.
Yeah, I could definitely do that.
I'm sorry, somebody. Somebody is trying to call me right now. But like as far as performing sad songs, like I'm definitely performing sad songs with a band, without a doubt.
Yeah, I don't see it. I think that's probably the only way.
Yeah,
because that's how I envisioned it.
Yeah, it is. It's all. It's. I mean, for the most part, it's all live instrumentation anyway.
Yeah.
There's not too much on sad songs that is, you know, like they say, canned music or whatever. You know, synthesizer, MPC, keyboard. It's. Well, a lot of what's sad, what you hear on sad songs is live bass, somebody playing the bass, somebody playing guitar, drums, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it really adds to the feel of the project.
Yeah, it definitely, when I first heard it, I was just like, wow, I wasn't expecting it, you know what I'm saying?
It's organic, so it's something that when you hear it, you appreciate it, you know?
Yeah, and,
well,
definitely salute.
I think we should let the people hear it. I think we should let the people hear it.
Talk to them.
Like that's how I feel, because I'm sure if somebody in our audience right now is like, damn, like I want to hear this music. So we're gonna give them people what they want. We got three songs from you. We got Say You Love Me, we got Walk On By, and we got Travel Man. What you wanted to
Where
be?
Where's that? What's that?
We got
Which one of
them songs?
You want to blast off?
All right. Well, today I just released the video for Say You Love Me, so y'all can start off with Say You Love Me, and if any listeners is digging the record, they can go on YouTube right now, type in Say You Love Me. Type in Rich Quick, or you can go on my website, richmfnquick.com, and actually catch that video that we just dropped today.
All right, we're going to get into this right quick. Say You Love Me, Rich Quick.
Yeah.
You rocking with the show. It's Next to Blow. Lego.
Say you love
yeah.
me, baby. Well, I'm in love with you, too. But before I can say we go too far, there's some explaining to do. Fine as you can be, but let me tell you, honey, you can't be jiving me.
Look, girl, yeah, you look good, girl, but my homeboy said you ain't a good girl. I see you around the hood and I be in the wood, girl. People talking, men lie a lot to look thorough. I never paid no mind, but since I'm spending time with you, I'ma say it, I'ma lay it on the line. These suckers want a piece of me, they want to eat with me, and they don't see no option but to start a beef with me. And that puts you right in the street with me, cause people close to me is easily a target. Keep it G with me, let me know if you with it, then I'm with it. If not, I'm with it anyway. It's all that I got, you get it? I can't trust you worth a goddamn I am. It's nothing personal, it's just the way I am. But if you love me like you say you do, maybe you can convince me to let you say a few.
You love me, baby. Well, I'm in love with you too. But before we go too far, there's some explaining to do.
Girl, and you accept me for who I am, girl. You the type, I let it know my plan, girl. How I'ma take this here rap thing around the damn world. But when it comes to rap, I gotta keep it rapped. And I don't gotta keep you close to me to know you have my back. So keep it real with me, I always keep it true. And I don't need you on the road with me, I'm doing what I do. You can never trust me like I can trust you. At least I can touch you in ways you never knew. So if you rockin' with me, let me know. If not, I'ma go and rock this show and kick it with my bros. So if you knockin' with me, let me know. But if it's show, they jockin' with you cause they think you bout to blow. So if you love me like you say you do, maybe you can convince me to let you stay a few, girl.
Baby, love me, baby. Well, I'm in love with you. with you too. But before we go too far, there's some explaining to do.
I mean, I try, girl, but you fly, girl. And I can never possess you and say you my girl. Cause you know as well as I, girl, that you don't need me to love life and touch that sky, girl. She takes that walk to bed with me. She takes that off. She's deadly in a conversation, heavy. And all that talk was said with me. Cause you don't have no business being here. And I don't think you ready. Anyways, I got a couple rules. Number one, baby, don't you try and play me for a fool. And number two, if anyone says that, don't you act like you know the things you're doing. We can kick it, I'ma bring you through. I just know them fellas plotting on it too, but they ain't got it like I got it. They can't do what I can do. So if you love me like you say you do, maybe you can convince me to let you stay a few.
Baby, love me, baby. Well, I'm in love with you too. But before we go too far, there's some explaining to do.
Now that's tough. Now that, yeah.
Back in.
Y'all
can hear me?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm trying to figure out the right words to actually even say about it. Like, I'm really trying. Like, that's hip hop. There we go. Bam.
Definitely, it's definitely that.
Dude, I feel I need to bring it in again. We're bringing hip hop.
We resurrected hip hop tonight. Hip hop tonight, man. This is what we do.
We're bringing in the
Yo, listen. If anybody can, resurrect hip hop, we can. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely, man. We the heart of it, man. We just gotta keep it. We gotta keep it at the essence, you know what I mean? And that's exactly what you're doing, you know what I'm saying?
In order to keep hip hop alive, you gotta keep hip hop alive. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole bunch of people. It's a whole bunch of people, really, from our generation that is being silly about how they feel about hip hop, and to the point that you're making fun of, you know, little kid music and the clothes that little kids is wearing and stuff. And that's just what, you know what I mean, the older generations were saying about baggy clothes, you know what I mean, in the 90s and stuff. Oh, I don't like the music, and these kids dress funny, you know what I'm saying? But as far as, I mean, hip-hop is vast, you know what I mean? It spreads all around the world, and there's a whole bunch of different styles of hip-hop. Hip-hop is definitely, in my opinion, alive and well, even if you know, it's certain hip hop out there that they playing that is not necessarily my cup of tea. You know what I'm saying? It's still hip hop.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel as though if they got feeling and that artist is painting that picture and you could visualize what they bring to the table, I feel as though that's hip hop. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, definitely.
A lot of people today, they don't really. They have no emotion. That, like, their songs are dead.
What,
you know what I mean? Like, there's no life.
It's
no emotion.
The market is saturated. So
yeah,
everything you know starts to sound the same, and they are, and it's really radio that do it. I feel because you know radio is not playing you unless you sound the same as everyone else. You know what I mean? Like, it's weird how it works. But yeah, I think that the market is oversaturated with a lot of the same. You know what I mean? If it just was like, I wouldn't be mad at no sort of down south, like a lot of people want to be mad at down south music and things like that. Like, if it was down south music and East Coast music and West Coast, like, I'd be cool with that. But when it's the oversaturating of the market for one particular type of, you know, music, and then on top of that, it's a lot of negativity in this music too, that I don't like, and that I don't think that people should really be promoting like that, or at least oversaturating they're oversaturating the market with you know, drugs, alcohol, and sex, and then there's and violence, and then they're saying that there's a problem with the culture. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's but it's them that's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but
it's crazy that, like, I could see the tables turning and I could see everything shifting because we started to get more lyricists back on the scene. Like, you got the Slaughterhouse that had their movement and, you know, they're still kind of going. You got, like, Kendrick and his movement. And you got
Kendrick,
a lot of people that's making that noise, but it seems like they can't fully turn that table to make that the forefront. You know what I mean?
They can't. I mean, I realized a rise of the lyricist even as early as, like, when Drake came out. And I was like, oh, okay, this bull, you know what I mean? He's spitting. I mean, and you know, that's also debatable depending on what you like. But it's like he was doing commercial hip-hop, but he was, like, doing it in such a way that I could dig it. Like, I'm like, oh, okay, you know what I mean? That's bars right there. And since you know, he came out and you know, you go years later down the line, you get the Kendricks and you get the Slaughterhouses and things like that that pop up. I mean, Kendrick, most importantly, I think, you know, he rapped a pretty good verse, and people really went crazy about it to the point that he shut down the internet. You know what I mean? We shouldn't necessarily be going crazy and shutting down the internet because a rapper raps a good verse. Rappers should just be rapping good verses. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. And it's
like, you know, props to Kendrick for spitting bars, but I think we need to look around a little bit if we think that he's the only one spitting bars. It's MCs out there.
Exactly. You know what? Like, a lot of people looked at me funny and tried to say I was either hating or on some other stuff. I really didn't think his verse was that hot. Like,
It was a good verse. It was a good verse. It contained, you know, some shock value, which of course is gonna catapult it. It was a good verse, though. I'm not going to knock the bull. But was it a verse that was worthy of, you know, shutting down the whole internet where I can't even go on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook without saying this dude's name? Probably not. It's some good rappers out there. There's a lot of good rappers. And you know what I mean? Ain't nobody shutting down the internet when Black Thought gets on Jimmy Fallon every night and spits bars, or you know what I mean? Like, nobody. There's rappers out there that we choose. There's rappers that we choose to care about, and there's rappers that we choose not to care about, and I don't quite understand it, but I guess that's the culture.
That's what it is. Hey, yo. Oh, go ahead, Crush.
Say again?
I was going to take it back to the Club Voltage drink when I seen you before. Mm-hmm. Not like with my stage presence, I take a lot of pride in that too, interacting with the crowd and things like that. So to see that you go all in, like, I was impressed. Like, we had to grab the cameras out. You know what I mean? You seen the footage we put up of it. Like,
yeah, that was awesome.
Like, thank you. Being like, I know you rock a lot of shows in Philly, which is like a tough market, you know what I mean, to get people to rock with you. Like, what was your livest moment, you know what I'm saying, doing a show in Philly?
My livest moment doing a show in Philly?
Yeah.
I got to open up for Ghostface one time at the Blockley. and it was like the most people that I had ever performed in front of. And that, looking out at the crowd, and then, you know, I just, you know, I said, make some noise. And just the amount of noise that this massive amount of people made was just like, gave me chills. Like, yo, this is where I want to be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That was a legendary moment for me. But also at the same time, I mean, I've been in the Philly hip hop scene for, you know, many years, and I've had the opportunity to work with a lot of great artists and perform with a lot of great artists. Really, every single show, no matter if it's Ghostface crowd or if it's, you know what I mean, just a couple of people, I perform just for bartenders. You know what I mean? Straight up, like just the bartenders. Nobody else came. But every show, I mean, every show need to be that level. You know what I mean? Every show need to be like you perform with Ghostface. And if it's not, then you're not doing your job as an entertainer.
I definitely did that. I learned that the hard way. When I first started performing in Philly, I was at, I think it was Fluid, I was performing at, and I just completely blacked out. Like, I could remember no lyrics.
Ooh.
I was like, yo, this is the wrong state to be just forgetting everything in, you know what I'm saying?
And yeah, and Fluid had to learn. You performed at Fluid, then you must have performed on that little Michael Jackson Billie Jean square that they had as a stage. It wasn't much to that stage.
This was when they had. I was like, when you go up the steps and you got like that little. I don't know if they considered a stage or just a walkway. I was at the top.
Oh, like the little balcony joint.
Yeah, I was up there.
Oh, okay,
all right,
yeah, that's a little bit better. They used to bring out this little tiny square. And I used to stand on top of it and then just jump off of it because I wasn't staying in the little tiny square. But yeah, man, Fluid is awesome. But yeah, never. I mean, forgetting your lyrics is one thing. Totally blacking out is one thing. Forgetting your I never have a seamless show where I don't mess something up. You know what I mean? When you're spitting, you're just, you know what I mean, going. So if you run out of breath, you're going to miss something. If you know what I mean, you might stumble over your words. I've just totally, you know, forgotten my place in the middle of a song. But the show must go on, you know what I mean? You got to keep it going. And you can't let them know that you messed up. You know what I mean? Because they're not going to know. You think that they're going to know because you know. But these people don't know the difference. They're there to have a good time, and you gotta show them the good time, you know.
Definitely, man. Definitely. I definitely, like I said, like I told you, man. Like I definitely respect what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Like I like to see people that's really putting in that grind and putting in that work. And I support, you know what I mean, me and Crush, we both support people that's actually trying to make their journey happen. You know what I'm saying? Because we're in the same boat, so we can never hate on the next man that's doing their thing. So.
Right, exactly. We ain't shit till we shit, you know? And all we got is us.
Definitely, man. So we definitely going to keep your drinks in rotation. You know what I'm saying? We definitely going to keep coming out to your shows. We know you're about to be in Delaware again, right?
Yep, I'm about to be in Delaware. I'm about to be in Delaware on the 10th. Where's that at? At Mojo on Main for the Lyrically Fit showcase, and that's going to be crazy.
Yeah, Mojo Main, you know what I'm saying? So we definitely, that's like 5 minutes from our crib, you know what I'm saying? So
I rocked there before a couple years back. And I mean, that was, I think it was my first time that I rocked Delaware. And just the crowd at Mojo Main, man, they was showing so much love. It's video footage of it. It just was like insane. Actually, one of my proudest moments performing was at Mojo Main in Delaware.
Oh, that's what's up. Yeah, a lot of our, I did like
300 shows in, like, the last 3 years, and the majority of them came at Mojo Main. You know what I'm saying? Like, we opened up for Busy Bone and all types of artists there. So, like, that's our shelter from, like, Detroit. You know what I mean? Like, that's our venue right there. You know what I mean? So, we definitely we gonna come out to that show, man, show you support and all that. I'm going to let you know still rocking that I'm with the DJ joint, faithfully.
Okay. All right. Yeah, cool.
I still can't get track number. I can't get past track number 2. I don't know what it is, man. That joint sound right in the car. Like, I don't know, man. You on your shit.
Thank you, brother.
So, yeah, we got to
thank you. Likewise. I appreciate it.
Oh, man, definitely. You want to give your contact info and all that out to the people?
Yeah. Basically, you can log on my website, which is www.richmfnquick.com. It's, like, tons of free content on the website, and all of my social networks will be on the website. But if you don't feel like going on the website, it's at richmfnquick on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. It's richmfnquick.
And I'm gonna keep posting on your movement. And when you have new tracks, please send them.
You already know. Definitely, we definitely gonna be in the loop with y'all.
Definitely, that's love. Yeah, that's love. That's hip hop. Like, that's what we trying to do.
Hey, listen, all we got is us. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta support. You know what I mean? We got to support each other.
Before you go, like, let's get the people just one more track. Like, what you trying to let the people hear?
I'm trying to let them hear Walk On By with my homie Jack Frost.
I was so hoping you was going to say that, because I fuck with Jack Frost heavy.
Shout out to the Beer Gang, yep.
I ain't even got beers in the building. I rock with Beer Gang Click.
Man, I be feeling bad. Like, I be wanting to wear the Beer Gang shirts and all that. I don't have no type of beard. Like, can't even grow with it. It don't even be connected. You know what I'm saying? I feel left out. I feel left out of the movement. But you know, at least Frost got my back. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool with all the Beer Gang boys. Shouts out to Tanner the Beast. Shouts out to Reef the Lost Cause, Malik B. You know what I'm saying? But the Walk On By, man, is a great record, and it was really a blessing to have Frost on the project.
That's what it is, man. We look forward to working with you down the line, sharing the stage with you soon and all that. You know what I'm saying? We got to get that collab jumping off.
And you know this.
We're going to put in that work, man. We're going to get into this new Rich Quick. Y'all make sure y'all go to iTunes, download Sad Song, spend that $6.93, man. Stop being cheap. This is real hip-hop. We got to support our own. You know what I'm saying? Let's get that drum blast off.
Yeah,
you're talking with the show. It's Next of Love. Lag out.
Nowadays, I let these young bitches walk on by. They be on Instagram trying to talk offline, talking about she a bad bitch. I seen her out in Vegas, couldn't buy her own drink. She's a bad bitch, better yet a sad bitch. It's Jack Frost, Rich Quick, motherfucker. Yeah, we bigger than your average. Lyrical savage, plenty of bad habits. I won't hesitate to let my wolves run rampant. Rich got a hip-hop passport, I stamped it. Got a problem with him, I'm pulling out the ratchet. Full of top fly and anybody can catch it. Old school. Not everybody can match it. Axe in his back, that's where I buried the hatchet. You were witnessing the words of a bastard. My pop is the shit, but I keep an extra clip. The niggas wanna talk on fly, you better walk on by.
Walk on by.
Jack was tabbed then. Future looking better, never past tense. Walk past them lanes, them bangs, we had them. South Jersey where I'm cooling in the cut. You heard me, bruh, hurt, bruh. You never ride my way, search up. Get up on my face, I walk by. Let that hate fall by my wayside or high. Hot sicker than your average, I'm skilled. And Frostman told me that I had it, so I tilled. Sadness in the song, someone still y'all feel. My passion rapping to y'all still. It's how I feel. If you dig it, you can kick it, be fly. You ain't with it, you can walk on by.
Definitely shout out to Rich Quick for coming through, blessing us with that great interview and everything. I'm gonna be on my shit and get that interview up in the next hopefully 3 days. I'm gonna get it on the show YouTube page and everything. And trust and believe it's this youtube.com/ the show NTB. And everything. I'm gonna start putting all our special guest interviews on that. So in case y'all miss them and everything, you can check them out right there. Especially all our crazier content and everything, our crazier discussions and shit. Like I'm gonna start putting all that on the show on YouTube. I got a lot of work ahead of me, Shalene.
That's all we do, man. We work.
I'm doing this to myself, damn it. But hey, production is progression, and I need to do this. I need to do this. So I'm doing it. But you know what? You know what, Swing?
What's up?
I want to take this show in a different route.
I'm trying to do it.
I mean, think about it. You've been rocking with the show since the beginning. What did we play on this show?
As far as what?
Music. What did we play?
I don't know, nigga. We play all types of shit.
We play hip hop. We play R&B.
Are you talking about genres? Yeah.
But
where are you trying to go?
Don't take it to the Caribbean. Don't take it to the island. I feel it's necessary that we take it to the island.
You know, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Can we do that? Can we do that?
I'm ready. The carnival would be the shit.
Huh?
So the carnival would be the shit.
Yeah, kind of violent. We're going to take it to the slugger. We're going to get into this Desmond. You know what it is. You're rocking with the show. Next to Blow, Let Go. We're going to get into this new track by my homie Dez and everything. We're going to get into Turn It Up. You know what I mean? We're rocking with the show. We're rocking with the show. Next to Blow, Let Go.
Yeah. I dance. Turn it up, pretty goddamn thing, yeah. love to see the girls, them a wine and a party. Turn it up now, turn it up now. Look how the girls, them a wine and a bump. From the left to the right, me see the girls, them dash out now. Look on the one upon a head sharp a spin. With a body jaw out and a breast, them a spin, yo. Me see the girls, them now. The girls, them out and a them sharp dancing. And the latest bling, girl, are you? Are you got the wine? We are mash up the place and things. From the glass for them, turn it up to the girls, them out here. Turn it up now, turn it up now. Love to see the girls, them a wine and a party. Turn it up now, turn it up now. Turn it up to the girls, them things here. Turn it up to the girls, them things here. Love to see the girls, them a wine and a party. Turn it up now, turn it up now. Turn it up to the girls, them DJ. Turn it up now, turn it up now. Love to see the girls, them a wine and a party. Turn it up now, turn it up now. Turn it up to the girls, them DJ. Turn it up to the girls, them DJ. Love to see the girls, them a wine and a party. Turn it up now, turn it up now.
Go ahead,
I'm gonna hear
doing
my quick two step and shit.
I thought we were doing the Caribbean right quick. Yeah, I mean. But before we get back into the regular schedule program, I'm gonna take it right back to the Caribbean with me. Love ya, Des. You rocking with the show. It's Next to Blue. Let go.
Yeah. Hey,
me love it so, girl. Hey, me love it so, girl. Yeah, me love it so, girl. Yeah, me love it so. Hey, me love it so, girl. Me love it so, girl. Me love it so, girl. Me love it so. From the first time that me see you is a must. Girl, I got the body when me want come love up. Up in the night we a kiss and a touch. Girl, the way you put the palm in your door, it's a plus. Girl, I just see where you look and smile, that's enough. You no cuss and fuss about the little things, you know. And that's why you get anything you want, you know. From my head to your toe, girl, you know you got it, you know. Me love it so, girl. Yeah, me love it so, girl. Yeah, me love it so, girl. Yeah, me love it so. Hey, me love it so, girl. Hey, me love it so, girl. Hey, me love it so, girl. Me love it so. By my side, that's where you belong. Baby, you're my lady, and you are the one. Me love it when you squeeze and make me please don't stop. Anytime you come around, you know you get it to the max. A lady that's a fucker, just see when you twist and turn. From the back to the front, girl, you know me make it hurt. And everywhere you go, I just the love you deserve. Girl, I got this summer, summer with me wife from her. Me love it so, girl. Me love it so, girl. Me love it so, girl. Me love it so. Me love it so, girl. Me love it so, girl. Me love it so, girl. Me love it so. Me love it so, girl. Me love it so, girl. Me love it so, girl. Me love it so. Me love it so, girl. Me love it so, girl. Me love it so, girl. Me love it so.
Saying that I'm the best, it's a fact, now get it clear. Like, I ain't gotta talk all the
crew. Middle finger to them haters, like, I ain't fucking with them. If my team say you sick, I'm better leave that, I'ma get them. The girl so fly, when I'm looking in the mirror, I just say that she the best. I don't really think they hear them. Fuck out, they said I got it right. Got it right. I got them girls, they better get it right. Get it right. Got a problem, chuck it on sight. It's on sight.
Gapping, I said, I'm clapping the lid. Shots hit the back of your head. Blood down your back and your leg. Baseball back to your leg. Baseball back to your head. That man, Batman. Baseball back by my bed. You will rap to a fed. Try to rap to the feds. You'll get wrapped up instead and squashed like a package of bread.
Damn.
Somebody jump, I leave their body lumping. Feed their body with the pump like I'm trying to bring them back from the dead. I'm a hooligan, nigga. Watch what I do to this nigga. Some of you been jumped, you the my tennis shoe and your slipper.
Let's
I move with some niggas that move on them niggas. That move with some niggas that move on your niggas. Nice dude, jacket, I'm flashy. Ice jewels, neck looking ashy. Light blue, basket and caddy. Might move west of the Cali. Slice through, jacket my swaggy. Like you, half of your nasty. Wife through me, neck in the alley. Like you, half of your trash.
Well, damn.
Dang. I had to do that quick mix in there and everything. After My Love You, Yeah, by Dez, I threw in that Middle Finger by Lee Mazin, shouts to Lee Mazin, and then I threw in that Bang from Young Ill, shouts to Young Ill, and everything. Whew! That's how we do it. Tell me who's fucking with us,
Flame. Nobody fucking with us, man. Anything we do, we got that shit locked.
You know what? You know what? I'm about to throw one more out there. I'm gonna throw it. Shout out to my boy Seuss Villano and everything. This is my favorite track on his album and everything, featuring Living Legend back to back. We're gonna be right back after this.
Double M G,
turn up.
Legend,
turn up.
Seuss,
turn up.
JP with a Duke,
turn up.
Omar,
turn up.
Yeah. We in the club, popping bottles, talking back to back to back. Throwing 100 after 100, spinning racks on top of racks. Bad bitches in my section, talking back to back to back. Foreign park like a train, I'm talking back to back to back. In the club, popping bottles, talking back to back to back. Throwing 100 after 100, spinning racks on top of racks. Bad bitches in my section, talking back to back to back. Foreign park like a train, I'm talking back to back to back. Yeah. Bitches all in my real view. Fat life, no curfew. Run through the racks, no pit stop. I'm turned up and they turned down. My swag on and they swag off. Her top going her ass off. Tryna take her to the crib and smash up. Talking 36 toes like cash up. That pussy good like soul food. Them lips drip like spandex. Her mouth first and her ass next. She the definition never fast check. I'm turned up all this dick I be pouring. When she climbed up on my heel, you would swear that bitch was glowing. Yeah, blood popping bottles, talking back to back to back. Throwing 100 after 100, spinning racks on top of racks. Bad bitches in my section, talking back to back to back. Foreign park like a train, I'm talking back to back to back. In the club, popping bottles, talking back to back to back. Throwing 100 after 100, spinning racks on top of racks. Bad bitches in my section, talking back to back to back. Foreign park like a train, I'm talking back to back to back.
Up my phone, calling back to back to back. Couple chicks sleep in my home, to smash them back to back to back. Me and Legend, superheroes, fight them back to back to back. Making commas, commas, zeros, talking back to back to back. My eyes low, but my shades on. Hooded up like I'm Trayvon, and it's left right here. Girl, you can put your face on. I'm turned up and I'm peaced out. Bands on me, so the freaks out. My main homie, run his piece out. If he bang on me, then it's peace.
We
out.
We in the club, popping bottles, talking back to back to back. Throwing 100 after 100, back to back. Foreign part like a train, I'm talking back to back to back. In the club, popping bottles, talking back to back to back. Throwing 100 after 100, spinning racks on top of racks. Bad bitches in my section, talking back to back to back. Foreign part like a train, I'm talking back to back to back.
I told you we would be back right after this, but I was lying. Just Diamond, don't fuck with me. You rocking with the show. It's Next Up Love. Leg out.
Yeah. Okay. Jokes. Okay.
Niggas running.
Yeah. Big. 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 Black. Big. Yeah.
We got that key.
Shit, back it up, so why execute? Smack the shit out of a rapper, dude. No need to clap at you. Got little homies that would do their job and stay true.
Yeah.
No time for the convo. No, he say, she say. I bring that hot nine drama like Jay's.
But
now I'm Charles Lee. I'm not with the child's play.
Nah.
I would push your wig back like Trump's toothpick. I'm Michael Knight, night riding through these Brooklyn blocks. You know it's back, block gang, and we can't be stopped. I'm like a juggernaut, bitch. When I'm breaking down these barriers,
yeah.
I might snap and lock jaw like a bull terrier. When you apply pressure to a coat and turn it down,
yeah.
And Brooklyn's the borough, and I'm the new Tyrant.
Yeah.
So such and such over there wanna fuck with me? Turn his lights out quick, like 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, now I see we got a problem. It ain't nothing to me, just to solve them. How you wanna use the ox or revolver? 44 blue lightning, yeah, that 6 shot of light. Clap, 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 clap. We let that thing clap, 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 clap.
Yeah,
clap.
Yeah.
Yo, yeah.
We let that thing clap. Talk, but they all whispers. Niggas only talk tough when they on Twitter. Yeah, they love the jokes, but in they still they real bitter. They want love from me, but they get the finger. I don't resort to violence. I stay quiet. Loud niggas talk shit that real moving sound is like. You hear that? Creeping on the come up. Smack them with that same blah. Now, nigga, what's up? So, homeboy, I'm not the one to play with your family.
Nah.
Thinking you an end, you about to get your wings clipped. If you want drama, get gunned up and clap quick. Put that thing in his vision and let it spark quick. You the one who said all of my joints is a classic. Don't dislike me, cause you suck at this rap. I'm not with that talk or that yappity yapping. Punch you in your mouth, blood right up your fat lip.
Yeah. Now, I see we got a problem. It ain't nothing to me, just to starve them. How you wanna choose the ox or revolver? 44 blue lightning, yeah, that 6 shot of light. Clap, 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 clap. We let that thing clap, 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 clap. Yeah, we let that thing clap.
One body, two body, three body, four. The fifth nigga tried to reach, left him on the floor. I follow what Big said, kicked in his door. Fist to your job, about to have even
I'm not into the bullshit or into
the conflict.
Nope.
I don't speak in third party, I speak to you direct.
Get
wet, talk my chest, never talk under breath. Strong man, homie, so please come real correct. Yeah,
now I see we got a problem. It ain't nothing to me, just to solve them. How you wanna choose the odds of a revolver? 44 blue lightning, yeah, that 6 shot of light. Clap, 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 clap. We let that thing clap, 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 clap. Yeah, we let that thing clap.
That's how you do shit. That's how you do shit. Tell them that's how you do shit, Flame. Tell them.
You got that heat, son.
Tell
them
this is how we do shit.
And they know what we
tell
do.
Tell them this is how we do shit on the show.
Tell them. It's what we do, niggas.
This is how we snap out here. the show. Next to the blow, let's go. Shadow E. Fuck around. But yeah. Yo, Flame, we got a lot of shit going on ourselves, though. Like, our whole Shadow E movement is crazy right here. Like, if people only knew, like, if people only knew how much we have in the works right now, like, it would just be great. When are we going to be able to tell the people all we got in store? Or can we start telling shit? Like, can we start telling them, like, what's going on with us?
Nah, we going to make them wait a little longer.
Because I'm not the liberty to say shit, because you always talk about I'm tend to leak shit. So I'm going to let you tell the people.
Yeah, we gonna make them wait a little longer. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of shit in the works.
Fine.
You know, when the moment's right, it's right. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
It's all about timing. You know what I'm saying? When the stars is aligned and shit, you know what I'm saying? When we working on the right frequency where we need to be at, everything be good. You know what I'm saying? You'd be all right. So then you let these guys think they're making new moves and shit. That's all that is. There's a lot of shit I'm going to be talking about, but I just ain't going to say shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, the shit we got coming up Wednesday is very big. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't going to say shit.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we're going about to bring Carter back in because she got a promo to do, and I'm going to let her do her promo because I just want to hear her voice again. So, yeah.
Hey. Carter. Yo, what's good?
Hold on. I got a problem with Carter. We about to fight.
Why? Why we got to fight?
Because I done seen you give about 10 shout-outs tonight on Twitter and Facebook. And you ain't mentioned my name one time.
I love you.
I feel some type of way right now.
Okay, here. Here, I do one right now, just so you don't have my head on a stick somewhere, okay?
Yeah, because I'm about to go write my battle rap right now.
Yeah, go ahead and rehearse in the mirror. I'm about to take your bars, too. I'm taking everybody food, goddammit. Y'all gonna be starving tonight.
What's going on though?
Nah, but okay. So yo, Carter Blue got a mixtape dropping at the end of this month called No Days Off. So make sure y'all check. Look out for that. So
Is it done?
No, it's actually in the making right now. It'll be done soon. You know, I'm still trying to add some more. Still going over the playlist, you know. And if anybody wants to hop on onto the No Days Off mixtape, you know, send in your emails, MP3s only, with your name, your Twitters, your bios, and all that good stuff to Carter Shannon, CarterShynon @gmail.com. Make sure, like I said, put in a bio. Your Twitter, your Facebook, Instagram, whatever you got. And MP3s only.
Okay.
And don't be sending no damn links, because I ain't going to be looking at it.
Ah, damn. Y'all heard all them instructions?
Yeah, because people be sending some damn, they be sending links all goddamn day. Don't nobody have time to be looking at all them damn links all day long? No. I just want to hear your damn music. That's it. I'm just saying. I mean,
I'm going to be sending you something.
Sure y'all send me something.
All I know is I'm sending our submissions tonight, and Shadow Week better be on that mixtape. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Make sure, like I said, you better put your Twitter name, your Facebook, your bio.
You already know it.
I know. I'm just messing with you.
probably know as a lover.
I'm just messing with y'all.
Obviously, you don't know mine because I don't get no shout outs and shit. So I guess I gotta do that.
Feel some type of way. Oh, it's okay. I got a hug for you, okay? I got a hug for you.
I see how it is.
No, don't be like that.
I'm just there in the background. That's all.
Don't be mad at me. Don't be mad. Oh, shit. You're going to be mad at me right now because I got a fire face. Don't be mad at me. I promise. I know who you are.
I ain't asked for the veteran. It's O'Flame.
I know. I'm just messing. All
right.
Hold on. Wait a minute. I got so many freaking friends on here, and the internet is driving me crazy right now. What? I'm just saying. Yeah, but, so I'm excited. You know, it's my, mixtape coming out, and I'm very excited. Oh my god, I can't wait. It's my first mixtape live.
That's what's up. We definitely gonna support that.
Yay. You better.
Absolutely. What?
I better take y'all food tonight, you know, I'm just saying.
Wait a minute. I don't know. Not until you start shouting me out. I ain't supporting nothing.
You a lie, because you know you got Carter Blues back. You know you got Care Bear.
I got Care Bear. Yeah,
yep.
Fluffy Bear.
Hater. Yeah, that's your name.
What, Grumpy
yes,
Bear?
Grumpy Bear is your name.
Hey, man, we make a leg go around. You need people like us.
Yeah, exactly. I'm the head Care Bear.
Hey. See, it's late, and that went somewhere else. All right.
Yo, I'm
the real Care Bear.
Yeah.
Y'all grunt tonight, ain't
you?
This is how we are on Thursdays, man.
Not say things like that to us on this show. Because you know what? You know why you can't say things like that to us?
Why can't I say that?
We got song for sexy girls that say that to us. And it's this.
Okay. Oh, Lord.
She's not back to come with it. She's not back to come with it. She's not back to come with it. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go deep in that winter garden the back. Don't fret to death for my fitting. She's not back to come with it. She's not back to come with it. She's not back to come with it. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go deep in that winter garden the back. Baby girl, won't you step in my room? Get your zoom on. Girl, what the hell you got on? Then when you throw it back, I'ma break that off. You know what's a goal, man. I'ma break the walls. How you running from the dick as you climb the walls to the ceiling. I'ma give you that feeling. Hot damn. We nasty, we fresh. I'ma beat the pussy to death. We nasty, we fresh. I'ma eat the pussy till there ain't no catching when she tosses it back. I sit it straight on my lap, but then her ass is fat. She be making it clap. I tell her, baby, relax. That's the end of the back. All up in your uterus, and I go deeper than that. I'm fresh to death for my fitted. She snap back to come with it. She snap back to come with it. She snap back to come with it. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go deep in that when she tosses it back. I'm fresh to death for my fitted. She snap back to come with it. She snap back to come with it. Fitted cap and I whoosh in her ocean. On her knees with one hand on the headboard. Yeah, that's through the motion. She takes her seat, my Tahitian treat. Ha, you know. Make the bed creak, team makes beat. Breathe, stretch, shake, let her go. Strings in the street, gripping the sheets. My stroke is so elite, I'm so deep. But she don't retreat, cause the best is what she tweet. Where her clothes at, who knows. Never mind, let's go. Be a good girl for the show. Face the camera, lick your lips and pose. Fresh death for my fitted.
She's not back to come with it. She's not back to come with it. She's not back to come with it. And I'ma go get her, get her. And I'ma go get her, get her. And I'ma go get her, get her. And I'ma go deep in that winter toss her back. I'm fresh as hell for my fitting. She's not back to come with it. And I'ma go deep in that when she
talks
her back.
And shorty fucking with a monster when she stepping to me. You're standing, I'm stroking the booty, looking for a little free. Dreaded with the fitted, she fat me the digits. So when I hit it, I'm licking the pussy until she start creaming and dripping. Flipping, looking for the stick and I'm picking her up. Party hoe, she slowly blowing till my dick is swollen up. I give her pipe like a life is being sliced by a butcher. And I dick a throw like I'm trying to break her windpipe. She like a gagging freaky ass and baby girl. Get a wet licking on my just while I'm molesting her breast. She's on the glazed over morning, let me know that. This pussy, I own it up in a sexual moment. Bubble bouncing, pumping on that ass like I'm trying to split it. Flip her body like a pancake when I hit it. She see a nigga in her dream, guillotine a monster. Fucking the devil called fuck.
Cause I be the problem. Fresh death for my fitted. She's not back to come with it. She's not back to come with it. She's not back to come with it. And I'ma go get her, get her. And I'ma go get her, get her. And I'ma go get her, get her. And I'ma go deep in that winter toss her back. I'm fresh death for my fitted. She's not back to come with it. She's not back to come with it. She's not back to come with it. And I'ma go get her, get her. And I'ma go get her, get her. And I'ma go get her, get her. And I'ma go deep in that winter toss her back.
Yeah, that's a perfect segue. I'm the king of segues.
Shout out to all the Hilly Care Bears.
That was the Hilly Care Bears. Yes. Shout out to all the like Care Bears.
Yes. All the Care Bears.
Yeah, the Hilly Care Bears.
Know who you are.
Shout out to the Hilly Care Bears. We love y'all. Ah! God, I love this show. Sadly, it's about that time.
That's all.
We have to say goodbye to the people. Goodbye, bitches. The Carter. And you don't mind telling people where they can find you at. How to contact you and all that good stuff.
Okay, sounds good. All right, so you can catch me on Twitter at Carter Blue. You can find me on Facebook, SHYNON, Carter Blue. You can find me on Girl Talk Thursdays on Blast Your Thoughts, 8 Central Standard Time to 10. Then you can catch a double dose of me on Smooth the Dude on Friday, Carter Blue Takeover. Make sure y'all look out for my mixtape coming at the end of September. And if you want your music played, please send all MP3s only with a bio to Carter Shannon, SHYNON, at gmail.com. Don't be sending me no links because I will not look at it. All in capital letters. Other than that, I love you guys.
She's lucky.
Thanks
she's
for the
cute.
Support. We appreciate
she's
it.
Lucky because we don't even support our competition. She is on. She's on a rival station the same time we're on the air, but we support her and everything.
And I support you guys. Aw, so
and
much
I love. But
it's
I wouldn't,
Care Bear
but I,
Countdown.
I'm gonna be straight up. I wouldn't do this unless you were cute. So you're lucky. I'm gonna be straight up with that.
Aww.
Lynn, get in.
What?
Oh yeah, and I'm gonna meet you on Skype as soon as this show is over. So yeah, go ahead, log on.
All right, sound good.
All right.
Sounds like a plan.
So Flynn.
What up?
Flynn, get into your shout outs.
Man, y'all know where y'all can find me on Twitter at TheRilloFlame, ShadowE_Media. Instagram, The Rillo Flame, Shadow E Media, YouTube.com/OFlame, ReverbNation.com/OFlame, Bandcamp.com/OFlame. Man, just type in OFlame or The Rillo Flame or Shadow E and T, Shadow E, you'll find me. We do what we do, man. We're putting in that work. That's that.
And you know what it is. It's the Cold War Chiller, Shadowy Gorilla, Chris Scaller. You can see me on it with the baddest chick. I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Mr. In the Groove, so fuck rocking smooth. Be aware I'm the most hated nigga in Delaware because I'm rocking with the show. It's next to blow. Lego. And you know my parting words. You can't love nobody unless you love yourself. So cherish yourself every day because you never know when you're going to be gone. Y'all can find me everywhere. Twitter. Facebook. Reverb Nation. MySpace. Black Planet. Instagram. Ubu and Skype, only females if you bout that life. That's Crest the Catalyst, CrushTheCatalyst. Y'all know what it is. Damn. Whew.
Show, bitch.
Yeah. Oh, and also, you can find us Shadow E. Duh. You can find Shadow E everywhere. In every media, we're in every range of media. We got hip hop. We got R&B. We got other genres of music that we can't display yet. But trust and believe, yeah, we're taking over the whole entire music game. We're not just doing urban music. We're doing everything, man. So let it be known. You can also find Shadow E Media everywhere, because we're doing all types of things. We're doing movies. We're doing hell. You can book Shadow E Media for everything: photo shoots, video shoots, pornos, promo videos, weddings, bar mitzvahs. We don't give a fuck.
Okay, if you're taking a shit and you want to get a film, we got camera work for that. That'd be the best shit you ever took in your life.
We can film your life. We buy that bread. If you talking that bread, we talking that bread.
That's all it is.
So
I'm about to get up off here, man, watch the last 3 minutes of this football game.
It's time. It's been that time.
Yeah.
It's about that time to shoot the video, too, Blaine.
Let's get it.
You hear me? It's about that time to shoot the video, Flame.
I heard you, nigga.
We supposed to do it this weekend, Flame.
Nigga, play the song.
Understand. Flame. That time, Flame. It's
bye, nigga.
Crush the Cabot. Crush the Cabot. Old Flame. It's time.
In my face.